Karim. Yesterday and today, we have covered aspects regarding the life of women and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects women to behave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first few ayah says the following, وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِيهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in actuality, what he's telling us is how we should train our daughters, how we should work with our daughters, and how our wives, and how we should assist them in becoming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever of you, wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, is obedient to Allah and obedient to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and does good deeds, تَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ, that we will give you twice the reward. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention that we have, of course, also provided and will provide for them a beautiful outcome. Now after that, there is much more beautiful advice that is given, especially in today's time. I spoke to a fellow once, and he had some marriage issues, and he's from another state, and one of the things I asked him, I said, what attracted you to her? He says, his exact words were, I was a salesperson, I had to call different people. When I called her up, she had a very nice voice, and that attracted me towards her, and later we got married. Now the Quran addresses that. It says, Ya Nisa Nabi Rasulna Kahadib Nisa, Nittaqaitunna, Fala Taghda'na Bilqawl, Fayatma Alladhi Fi Qalbihi Marad, Wa Qulna Qawlan Ma'rufa. In other words, when you talk to men, and when you talk to people, do not use an enticing way of communication with them. Many men will tell you in modern times, their wives sounded more sexy before marriage than after marriage. They tell you that right up front. You ask them, why are you saying that? They say, one guy even said, I don't want to get married, I prefer dating. I said, why do you prefer dating than getting married? He says, because I know women, and from experience of women, once you get married, that's it. They don't dress up anymore like the way they used to. They don't talk like the way they used to. And all of a sudden, it's like as if I got married to an old lady, even though she's young. The Quran is saying, oh woman, don't get involved in that trap. Allah gave you a husband, Allah gave you a spouse. Continue to make yourself attractive for that spouse. And likewise, men go to the gym a lot before marriage, and after marriage, I don't know what happens to their bellies and everything, and all of a sudden, you don't know what she got herself into. That poor guy is no more, forget about not going to the gym, I don't even know if he goes anywhere out of the house. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, both of you, don't do that to one another. She must be attractive for him, do things that are attractive for him, he must do likewise, because if you don't do that, in the hearts of people there is a very, very deep sickness. They are looking for someone else to attract and bring in their lives. The man is looking for a different woman, the woman is looking for a different man. So Allah is saying, don't get caught up in this mess, because it will ruin your life and ruin your future and the future of others. Thereafter is a very beautiful ayah, innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. Without going into the details of this, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the word rijal. Sometimes he uses the word nisa. Sometimes he uses both. There is a very, very simple explanation for this. When Allah uses the word men sometimes, it is because men have a greater predisposition for that given action. Therefore, the word male is used sometimes before female. Sometimes only male is used because many more, or there's a greater chance of men taking part in that given trade or given action than that of women. Sometimes use the word woman first. For example, azaniyat wa zani. Why is the word female adulteress used first before the male? Because a woman has to do certain things to entice a man. If she is wearing, she is fully clothed, she's not wearing skimpy clothing, etc., etc., then the guy will not know what she looks like. So therefore Allah there is saying the woman is being addressed first over that of men. Certain type of other behaviors also, Allah addresses women over men. And certain times He addresses both at the same time. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing a favor, and Allah doesn't have to do this everywhere, where He says, Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat, wal Mu'minina wal Mu'minat, wal Qanitina wal Qanitat. He's addressing equally men and women to show that, look folks, I'm not here to discriminate. And I can't everywhere in the Quran say everywhere men and everywhere women. As it is, the Quran is so thick. Can you imagine what will happen thereafter? And then the kids will say, well, what about us? And then what the girls will say, well, they're addressing women. I don't feel included. Now, why doesn't Allah address me as a young girl? And then the boy will come. And Lord knows, in today's time, the amount of genders we have there, somebody will say they feel excluded. So Allah is saying, my system is such that generally, I don't address every gender because I look at certain situations as they are. Then Allah also talks about the believing men and the believing women, the believing mu'min and the believing female, that's also a mu'min, the obedient man and the obedient woman, the truthful man and the truthful woman, the one that has sabr for the men as well as for the woman, and the one that has humility on both sides. But the criteria is, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. Whether you man, whether you woman. Remember one thing, there are boundaries. And those boundaries have to always be maintained. Whether it's boundaries for yourself, boundaries for your family, boundaries for your home, boundaries of the community, boundaries of the society, boundaries of the nation. Everywhere there are boundaries and there are different people in charge of maintaining those boundaries. And the one that you have in your control or that you are part of, ensure to the best of your ability that you'll make sure that you will not trespass them and others will not trespass your boundaries as well. Allah SWT also in another place, and this is a famous ayah, we talked about it many times, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَلَيْكَ عَلَيْهُ صَلُّهُ عَلَى النَّبِي. Allah SWT says, يَا أَيُّهُ الْتِنَامُ صَلُّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلِّهُ وَتَسْلِيمًا. Allah is passing multiple messages here. One is, Allah is sending salutations about Rasulullah. So He doesn't need you and I to send. Number two, the malaika, I appointed to do that as well. There are certain malaika that do that all the time. So Allah again doesn't need you and I. Therefore Allah is saying, Ya, Allah is pleading to you. You look at the Ya, there is a reason for why the word Ya is over there. He says Ya, not just Ya, Ya ayyuhal ladhina, not just al ladhina, amanu. In other words, three times Allah is saying, Allah knows, you and I will talk about everything besides Allah, we'll talk about everything besides Rasulullah. And the worst part about this whole thing is, when we want to show we are very modern, a non-Muslim, when he uses the word Muhammad, we won't say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace be upon him. We also will say Muhammad, like as if we're trying to be very objective. We're doing some research now. See, we're talking about Muhammad, so we can't say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because I'm trying to convince you. My brother, how are you going to convince the guy to be a Muslim or learn about Islam when you yourself are ashamed to say peace be upon him? I mean, use your understanding. And we shouldn't be ashamed to say peace be upon him. And also, we shouldn't be ashamed to say peace be upon Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, peace be upon them all, etc. So, as a side note that was mentioned, so Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina aman, O you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, that you also take part in sending salutations upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, for those of you that don't know basic Arabic grammar, as you know, inna Allah wa malaikatu yusallun, yusallun is actually for dawa, it's for continuity. That means it is not something that is restricted for a specific time or a specific day or a specific month or a specific time when you're wishing for good luck. No. It is something that you do all the time. Allah is doing it all the time. So as much as you can do it all the time, you should do it. And the following advice should be taken. Inna alladhina yudhuna Allah wa rasulah. That understand full well, as far as those kuffar are concerned, that they are kuffar that do this, they hurt Allah, they hurt Rasulullah. And in reality, that is the work of them because they don't believe in Allah and Rasulullah. But what hurts us most is when a Muslim, for example, throws away good Islamic dressing. When a Muslim woman ignores, or the Muslim woman says, this is America and times have changed, understand. Do your wrong, as my dad always says, you want to do wrong. But please don't justify your wrong. Because once you justify your wrong, la'anallah, la'anahumullah fi dunya wal akhirah, you are now begging for the curse of Allah, not only for yourself in this world, but also in the hereafter to come as well. So therefore, be very conscious. As I say, if you don't want to do right, don't do right. That's your personal prerogative. We can understand. But don't defend the wrong that you are part of. Because once you do that, the ayah is very clear. La'ana. Everybody knows what la'ana, what it means. Right? So it says, la'anahumullah fi dunya wal akhirah. Then you are now begging for the anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world as well as in the hereafter. And وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And if you don't want to do wrong, for example, sisters, you don't want to dress in proper attire, don't dress. That's your issue. It's a secular country, but they say it's a free country. Okay, it's a free country. Do what you want to do. But please, when it comes to someone else, don't tell them, sister, times have changed. Brother, this is America, you got to make sure you do this and you do that. Don't do that, because once you do that, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, then you are hurting a believer, and you are hurting them without any genuine justification. Understand full well, by doing that, you are now begging again for a great pain for yourself, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. May Allah protect each one of us from this. And one final ayah, I mean, there's so much to mention. اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلحكم اعمالكم. This ayah is mentioned every nikah. Allah is giving beautiful advice. When you go to your wives, when you start your life off, اتقوا الله, fear Allah, وقولوا قولا سديدا, say beautiful things. Don't be a mean person and say, you know, be thankful I married you, you know how many other people could have married me. Say right things, say beautiful things, say kind things. يصلح لكم اعمالكم, put your behavior right. Forget the past. The past is gone. The other ones didn't marry you. You got stuck with whoever you are. However you wish to say it, now you are for them and they are for you. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Now put yourself right, and وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah says, I will forgive your sins. I will forgive each one of you. And both of you, now that you are together, in every nikah this is mentioned, now that you are together, start obeying Allah. Before marriage, you could have said, well, I needed to fool around. You know, she was like this and she was like that, and I didn't know this and I didn't know that. Now Allah says, now you know what she is all about. She knows what you are about. You know what the female is about. The female knows what the male is about. Now it's all constant from there. وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Now together, obey Allah. Obey Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do the right thing. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. I will give you, inshallah, success, Allah says. Not only you will attain it in this world, but also in the hereafter to come as well. Again, Mawlana read many beautiful other things. Inshallah, we'll cover them some other times.